Is it true that beep beep you are a sheep?
Yes.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of Mr. 100 and Five Star Man here on the Podzilla 1985 Network.
I really want to whistle, like the speed dating. Hi, my name's Frack.
Shoot. We can't curse. It's not Thursday. It's rules. It's passed by the government. Shannon Young here, your host, as always, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Most days.
I'm broken already.
You're the host of my life.
I'm, you know, a lot of people, man. Touching a lot of people these days. Wait. That's fine. Yeah, Shannon Young, Mr. 100. 101 lawsuits are coming. Down at the end of the table is the important one. The five-star man, Asa Gray.
Well, five stars, but
the one that you all came to see.
That's not true.
He's the star of the program.
No, the five-star of the program.
Five stars of the programs. He's... And then to our right, Allie, not actually a sheep.
Hello.
Who's never turned her mic back on. There she is.
Because I'm not the one that turned it off.
Isn't she adorable? You can't have her. She belongs to the show.
Killing it already.
Yeah.
Legendary episode.
Real quick, sad news that Hunter passed along to the group chat. And I don't know how many people this matters to, but David Letterman's mom died today.
I just saw that.
That's it. She was 95. So it's one of those things that, you know, you celebrate the fact that she lived a good long life. Mm-hmm. But it's still sad because she was very funny on Late Show. And, of course, I'm a huge David Letterman fan. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows. So it's just sad news to start off the night with. But don't worry. It gets sadder.
It'll get worse.
Tonight's episode is a little blue. So if you want some red or yellows. Because Nerd Up is clearly green.
Sure. Because the one up.
Yes. And Jesse. And yeah. Jesse's, like, his color is green. That's his color. I would say that's Pro right. Wrestling Unscripted is black. It's black.
Like Mr. Black.
I don't know. It's the color I associate with PWU because we're cool. Like the NWO. Right. We're in black. Tanner Thursdays was orange. Red. It was red. Do you know why? Allie, do you want to take a guess why? You say it out loud. So when Tanner hears it, you're coming from your throat.
I don't know what you're getting at.
Because he's a redneck.
Oh, okay.
It's the color of his neck.
My brain didn't even go to that.
Tanner's neck is very red, Allie.
Okay.
And then, and I'm gonna get through this whole thing.
You're gonna do it all.
The sports show on Saturdays is translucent.
Oh.
It has no color. I love you so much, Cody.
Because
you can't see it.
It's John Cena.
Yeah.
It's a Technicolor rainbow.
Podzilla 1985 After Dark is pink. Because I associate pink with dirt. Like it's a dirty porn color. Isn't pink just the porniest color?
No.
What would you say is the most porn-ish color you can think of?
The crass joke would be white.
Oh. No, it's pink. Because when I think pink, I think like sleaze and like neon and sleazy and 80s. And that makes me think of porn.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. What do you think, Allie? What's the porniest color you can think of?
This is a weird question.
Welcome to the show.
I get it because the logo has pink in it.
Yeah. Because when I think of sleazy hotel, and I don't know why I see a pink no vacancy sign or vacancy. Like that was the idea for the logo in the first place was you, like the hotel you're looking out. It's just a sleazy hotel. Mm-hmm. I just associate the color pink with porn. The pink pony.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still... Of course, now it's just the pony.
And then Mr. 100 and the five star man I see as a blue.
But tonight it's
because
it's sad.
Jesus Christ, that was the most pointless 4 minutes that we've ever had here on Podzilla 1985. Thank you guys for sticking with us, by the way.
For those of you who have.
Here's what you got on tap for tonight. You've all heard about you should have heard about it by now, the controversy coming out of United Airlines.
I don't know how you haven't if you haven't.
Yeah. It's been all over the news.
It's been all over everything. Like, yeah. Even Reddit, like every single subreddit is... tags for it and
dedicated to this particular subject. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into it tonight because I have a problem with the coverage that's happening and it's all too familiar with any minority generally. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about it today. I was like, oh, he is a minority. Mm-hmm. Goody. We're also going to talk about Caro, Illinois. Caro, Illinois. If you don't know what Caro, Illinois is, It's a little town at the very tip of Illinois that could have been one of the biggest port towns in the country, and instead went the opposite way and turned into just the biggest stuck bond convention you could think of. It's a trashy town with trashy people.
Not everyone.
We're not going through Carroll anytime soon, are we?
And also, not everybody in Carroll.
I mean,
one of my best friend's families like still lives there.
Yeah, it's just like every other town. There's good and there's good people. There's bad people. Mm-hmm. Carroll just has kind of a reputation for being a bad town, mm-hmm. but it could have been so much more.
And it isn't entirely undeserved.
No, it definitely has its share of troubles. But part of the reason it has so much troubles is because of the lack of supervision and lack of care that the people in charge put into that town, mm-hmm. which leads us into that story tonight about how they're trying to literally wipe Carroll off the map at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's not the first time they've done it. And then we have what I've been told is an important call coming. I can't tell you who it is. I can't tell you what it's about. I can't tell you if I'm lying right now.
We don't even know if the call will happen while we're recording. We don't even know
if there's a phone in the store.
There may not be.
Studio.
It's the podcast store. It's where we make them and then we sell them. We sell them for free, but yeah. It's still selling.
But if you want to subscribe to us and throw some dough our way.
We were talking earlier about the colors of the show.
Yeah.
If you want to make a green.
If you want it to be a greenish blue.
A greenish show.
Go to Podzilla or patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Donate any amount of money. For every dollar you donate, I will personally videotape myself slapping the cast member of your choice in the face.
I don't think this is a.
With a pillow.
I don't. And then it's like the super fast, like. Oh God, I can't think of the word for the fine print, like the little fine print, like
yeah.
Offer not available in all states.
Offer not available in the United States of America or any other countries in the world. Mm-hmm. But if you're from Mars and you're listening to this and you want to slide some space green our way,
some of those glimrocks,
some qualudes. Wait, no, quaaludes.
Please do not send us quaaludes. Oh, please do not send us. Do they even make those anymore?
I don't know if they made them in the first place. So. I just remember it as a joke on the movie Friday. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Was Friday a movie?
I got offered opium twice.
Really?
Yeah. It was the same. So me and my...
Like today?
No. We were at Bonnaroo, which is a music festival in Manchester, Tennessee.
She's been there. No? Okay.
No? It was a lot of fun, but me and my friend Keith, whose family's from Caro, we were sitting in our campsite, and this guy comes like wandering through all the tents and stuff, and we see him like stopping and talking to people, and we're assuming he's like selling because people make all these like bootleg T-shirts, right. And like yeah. You know just random stuff. So he gets us like, hey guys, how's it going? You having fun? You're enjoying Bonnaroo? Yeah. What's going on? Hey, so you guys want to buy any opium? Or he's like, no thanks. All right, cool man. Happy Roo. He's on his way. 10 minutes later, same dude coming from the other direction, and we see him stopping at tents again. And I look at him like, he's gonna stop. He's gonna ask us again, isn't he? More than likely. Hey guys, how's it going? You enjoying Bonnaroo so far? Who's your favorite band that you've seen? Oh yeah, right on. So look, you guys want to buy any opium?
I was hoping he would recognize you, and he would come back and go, guys, change your mind on that opium?
That's what we were hoping. Like, that would make more sense, but we're just assuming he's
baked.
It's like he's high on his own supply.
Yeah.
How are you going to make money on opium? You keep smoking.
So that was the.
Do you smoke opium? What do you do with opium?
I think so.
There's.
Uh-oh, here we go. Why does Allie know about how to do opium?
Aren't there different different drugs fall under the category of opium?
What was the word that I found out you knew about today and you said that, Brazzers. She knew what Brazzers was, and I was like, how do you know what Brazzers is? And she's like, well, I mean, just from conversations. What conversation are you having with who about Brazzers?
I mean,
Allie?
Dolph Ziggler is constantly in communications with him.
Is that a joke? Or?
No, that's for they are offering him just so much money. They want
to do porn.
Yeah, look at
it. I could
look
see
at
it.
Him.
Yeah,
though.
I could see it. He's definitely sleazy looking. Like, he just rings
gorgeous.
Out. His, he rings out his hair and greases his body up.
That's the neon. There's the neon pink you were talking about.
Brazzers.
No, Dolph Ziggler.
You think we should try to get a deal with Brazzers?
No.
Brazzers presents Podzilla After Dark.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Think about that. Think about that.
I know we joke about the Little Fitty Productions, but I don't know if that's a career launcher.
I don't know
really
if Mandy really wants to get into that business.
I'm willing to bet she probably doesn't.
A female in that business makes a lot of money. Like, especially directing? Because it's not usual.
I don't know.
Is this a conversation for the show?
I don't know any actual numbers.
Allie, tell us your Brazzers experiences.
I don't have any experiences. Just like what we were looking at today, where it was... Do you know?
Well, there's. I would clarify. Do not leave the story at that.
What we're looking at today was wrestling screenshots are so different with the Brazzers logo.
Oh, because there was the Heidenreich and Michael Cole one.
Yeah, that, I sent that to the group chat. Although so, you don't need the Brazzers logo for that. That was just creepy.
Yeah,
on its
that's
own.
Just uncomfortable in general.
Let's get into the topics. Actually, before we do, did I ever tell you the story about Bob? And well, one, you talk about opium.
Mm-hmm.
I was there when Bob did shrooms. And that was a trip.
Did it?
Because I asked Bob, I was like, did you, like, was, we stayed over at friends' houses, and then we were, like, in our teens, like, late teens, early 20s, and they were all, you know, smoking the dope, and they were doing the drugs.
They're jazz cigarettes.
And I don't do that. You know, Shannon Young is very against that. Bob, not as against it at the time. And they were like, do you want to try mushrooms? So Bob, I of course, said no, because I didn't even want to do weed, so I'm not going to want to do mushrooms. But Bob said, sure. And he took, they had a bag full of mushrooms. He took some of the mushrooms and ate them. And then another one of my friends, Justin, took some mushrooms and ate them. And then another guy named Bob, other different Bob, took them and ate them. Now, Bob and Justin are flying off the wall. They're talking about things are coming out of the walls. They can see the TV moving. They're tripping out. Bob, as you could expect, on shrooms, is sitting there stone-faced, staring forward like a statue. I don't think he feels anything ever. So these guys are like going out of their mind, like tripping hard, and Bob is like normal. He looks over at me, he's like, "What do you want to do?" I was like, "Aren't you feeling anything?" He says, "Regret." And then I had another story, but I don't remember what it was.
Was it also about Bob?
I think it was. I like him.
There, so Bonnaroo also was, Keith told the story of being at it was the Ween concert, cause it's just a bunch of different bands taking stages different times. And he's like, it was the most pure joy that I've ever experienced, like seeing other people experience. There's a guy like two rows in front of him who just starts yelling out, "Who wants some shrooms?" And a guy like two rows behind him is like, "How much?"
So they're auctioning off drugs at the concert.
And then the original guy was like, "It's Ween, man. They're free."
What the shit?
It's just, Bonnaroo was cool. It was, and this was, so like, me and Keith went before, we weren't even drinking yet. Like, we hadn't even started drinking. We had, like.
Like that night or in general?
In general.
Okay.
Like, I mean, maybe Keith had, but I know I hadn't. But so, like, we're literally just there for the music.
Right.
Like, we were those people.
And they probably looked at you like you were, like, freaks.
I mean, not really. Like, everyone was kind of, like, everyone was cool. Like, no one, you know.
Or were you cool?
Like, no one was super, like, in your face about it. It's right. Just, like, it was just, you know, it's a 3-day music festival in the middle of the sun. Cause Manchester was so hot. And it's just there. Like, it's just something that people do while they're there. And we just never partook in any of that. So now it's just, you know, it wasn't super jarring to see or anything, but also we just got to see some awesome music.
I want to go out on a limit here and say that I have never been around people that have done drugs who have tried to force me to do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
As weird as that is, like,
I've been offered, but no one's
ever pushed it.
Yeah.
And you always hear people, you know, peer pressure and, you know, do drugs.
From your DARE officer.
Yeah. But I've never had that. Now alcohol is kind of different. I've been to parties where people are like, "Hey, have a drink." And I'm like, "I don't drink."
Yeah.
And then they bother me about it, like, "You don't drink. Come on, man. Just have one drink."
Yeah.
But I've never had like a guy that smokes weed ever go
get really in your face about like,
cause he just goes, "Okay, that means more weed that I can smoke."
Right.
So that doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. The one time, cause I went to Warped Tour and there was a guy who just kind of turned around to my group of friends I was with and was like, "Hey, you guys want some weed?" And we were just like, no, thank you. And he goes, "Okay, you're not gonna, like, you're cool, right? You're not gonna, like, tell
go
him."
Go and tell him.
You know, we were just like, "Nah, man."
And then he kicks himself. He's like, "I need to ask that before I offer the weed, man."
I want to pretend he's just the worst undercover cop. Because that's absolutely just entrapment. You can't just offer him straight up, "Hey, you want some weed?" Crap. Did it again, Roscoe. I don't know why his name's Roscoe.
He talks.
Buddy Lisa?
He talks into his jacket. "I messed up. I think they're on to me."
He's got a giant cowboy hat with a zoom
with the camera. Oh, that reminds me of that old saying that if you're a prostitute and you ask a person if you're a cop, he has to tell you yes or it's entrapment.
Oh my God.
That is one of the biggest stupid myths ever. Uh-huh. That's like, then you could never do a sting operation.
Right.
Every time are you a cop?
Just like, shit. You've been underground for like 6 months. Like you're in the belly of the beast and all of a sudden just like jokingly at a poker game, like, oh man, Davis, you're not a cop though, are you?
And he just freezes.
He just freezes, just like, oh no. They never asked before.
I have to say yes or else my entire time's
it
wasted.
It doesn't count. Oh, that's so stupid.
Speaking of stupid, all right, let's talk about United, mm-hmm. United Airlines. David Dow. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Allie, you saw the video.
Yeah.
Because basically what happened is, if you want to explain it or I can explain it, you're always good at it. You're always the explainer.
So what happened is, do you want to say what happened on the video or just in general?
Just in general.
In general. So, United Airlines overbooked a flight, which means they sold more tickets than there were seats.
Although they have now claimed they did not overbook it.
Which, I don't think that's a good defense.
No, that's not a good defense.
So they sold more seats, and an employee of United Airlines was supposed to be on the flight, which for some reason, I guess they get precedent. So the computer randomly selected a passenger to be removed from the flight.
Using special algorithms that they have created.
Yeah, there's some...
Wasn't it four? They
four
were
people.
Overbooked by four people?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not overbooked.
But so they approach this man like, hey, you have to get off the flight. And his response is, I bought a ticket. Mm-hmm. I'm already in my seat. No, I don't. And then the video comes in with the Chicago Police Department just brutalizing this man, punching him in the face, yanking him out of his seat.
He was a criminal.
Like he was a violent criminal.
Yeah.
Like they didn't try to negotiate. They just literally grabbed him and, bloodied his nose and his lip, like he had blood all over his face. Later videos showed him coming back on, like stumbling his way back onto the plane. Clear, like it looked like he had a concussion because he just seemed very confused, which as he should be, because why are police just yanking me off of an airplane that I bought a ticket to and
right.
made it through all the security screenings and, yeah. you know, just an innocent bystander getting yanked across, and just brutalized.
Right. And they pound the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gets back on the plane mm-hmm. somehow and is standing there. There's another video of him standing there with blood all over his face coming out of his mouth.
I have to get home.
I have to get home. They're going to kill me. Like, mm-hmm. he's freaking out. And, of course, the internet erupts. Everyone's upset, as they should be. This is mm-hmm. ridiculous. That's the story. That was the story.
Mm-hmm.
United Airlines beats the crap out of this guy, an innocent guy, a passenger, and then everyone's upset about it.
And then
United Airlines issues
an
apology-ish.
No. They apologize to everyone else on the plane for having them have to deboard to then get this guy off a second time.
Yeah.
And they apologize for that inconvenience.
And they apologized, like, there was an internal memo where the CEO basically said, you guys did everything you could, you were right on, I stand with you guys, you did the best job that you could in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people didn't buy it, and you would think, okay, that's the issue, United Airlines is a piece of garbage for doing this, but not. Because today, or maybe it was a little bit last night, today the internet found out that the guy that got pulled off the plane, David Dow, was not just an innocent victim, but apparently was a disgraced doctor, mm-hmm. who wrote out false prescriptions. He got his medical license pulled. He's trying to get it back. He apparently exchanged prescriptions for sex. He did all these terrible things. And now this is all over the internet. This is all over CNN. They're talking about this guy, about what a piece of garbage he is. And that's when I got upset. I was upset already because that's ridiculous that they treated this guy this way.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that this – what is this called? What would you call this? If you have a victim
– it's victim blaming.
I was building up to it.
Oh,
but yeah,
I'm sorry.
You're absolutely right.
I didn't think you were doing a bit. I thought you were just like.
I was doing a little bit of a bit because it's absolutely victim blaming. It's victim shaming.
Mm-hmm.
Is this any better than when Mike Brown was shot in Ferguson and they brought up his criminal quote unquote history?
Yeah.
Or when Trayvon Martin was shot and they brought up his, the fact that he smoked weed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good on you. He smoked weed. That's a reason to shoot an innocent 16-year-old kid.
Yep.
Well, now this guy, the internet's all over him for what he's done and what a bad person he is. So the story is no longer about United Airlines. It's about what a piece of garbage David Dow is, apparently. And that's ridiculous because whether or not he is a bad guy,
mm-hmm.
that is not part of the argument. What the argument is how they treated a human being.
The only illegal issue that should be concerned with this incident is if he got on the plane illegally.
Which he didn't.
Right.
Completely legal, completely legit. The guy did everything he was supposed to. I mean, he was just, whether or not he's done bad things in the past, that doesn't give them any right to treat him the way they do now.
Because I guarantee they didn't know that about him when they took him off the plane.
No,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't comb through everyone's personal history. And if they did, then that's a much bigger issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been, like, I had most of the day off yesterday once I had gotten off work. So I didn't really do anything other than just sit on Reddit and just watch all of this unfold.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a busier day today. So I haven't gotten to see, I've seen some of the headlines, but everything else, everything that I've seen, at least from Reddit, and again, it's been a while since I checked it, was basically like, oh, can you believe how they're now trying to spin it as this is just a bad guy who had it coming? So I feel like the majority of people are still very much like on his side, like United had no way to treat a paying customer like this, a human being like this.
Right.
Whereas now United, who has just kind of the money and influence to be able to kind of spin narratives how more favorably for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But kind of.
Oh, go ahead, Alan.
Like that idea of the big corporation company that has all the money and lawyers spinning something to where it doesn't look as bad for them is kind of like the McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone thinks that it was just some woman that was being
greedy old woman who just
wanted money because she was being stupid and spilled coffee on herself when actually
it was much bigger.
It was a much bigger deal than that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were able to hire people to put up like fake protests about bad lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely twisted everyone's thought on what was actually happening.
Yeah, because they're vilifying the victim.
Yeah.
Like there's no reason that this should even be a story. There's no reason that his name should be on TV for anything other than United Airlines passenger pulled off a plane for what he did. Here's where it gets complicated though, because personally, I feel like I'm a hypocrite for saying this because if I, like, Richard Spencer, alt-right Nazi, gets punched in the face, anyone else would go, guy gets punched in the face, that's a terrible story. But because of who he is, everybody celebrated it. What would I do if I heard Brock Turner, didn't know it was Brock Turner, something terrible happens to him? Mm-hmm. I would go, good, he had it coming. So now I'm looking at this story and going like, well, shit, it's hard for me to say. But is that part of growing up that I'm looking past what the guy did at what has happened to him? Because everybody,
I think there's a difference.
What am I trying to say here, Asa?
I'm not sure. but there's a difference between like a Brock Turner who was a violent offender, and this man who seemed to just have done a
exploit people's medical condition for sex.
Usually, I don't know anything about this. This more sounds like, you know, it was an exchange, like a consenting exchange. Like, I'm not saying I'm not saying it's right or justified, but I don't think he was like refusing to write prescriptions to people who needed it.
He was just doing favors for people that gave him favors.
Yeah, he was doing favors, which, I mean, yes, he's enabling, like, more than likely he's enabling an addiction.
Right.
And no, that is not, I'm not defending that, but I feel like there is it may not be a big one, but it's a step down from Brock Turner.
I don't want to say I'm playing devil's advocate because I've been told recently that that's a bad thing to do all the time, and it is, and I hate the term really, but I'm just wondering, just hypothetically, if it was somebody like a Brock Turner that this happened to, and we didn't know it at first, and then it came out after the fact, should the story remain the same of the Airlines passenger beaten and it shouldn't matter what he did?
I mean, I would say yes, just because it's like, because again, it's one of those things like, you know, an eye for an eye, the world goes blind. So, I mean, and again, the dude, like, secretly, I think it's funny that, you know, a Nazi gets punched in the face.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Good. You're a POS.
But that's your inner gut reaction.
Yeah. That's the inner, like, visceral reaction. Whereas, right. No, like, you know, punching someone in the face is not going to convince them that they're wrong or that they should, you know, change their viewpoint or even just, you know, acknowledge other viewpoints.
Right.
And you also need to think about things rationally. Like if this was someone like Brock, what he should have gotten isn't being dragged off an airplane.
Right.
It should have been
justice,
more,
prison.
Yeah, it should have been prison more than 3 months and all of this. It's not. And then it's not United Airlines' responsibility to do that because.
To do what?
To
like punish someone.
Yeah.
No.
Because there at that point in time, he was that the passenger wasn't doing anything illegal.
No, he was, and that's what I'm saying. If it was any other criminal, we will agree that we would feel the same, right?
It's one of those things where it's like it would make it harder to feel as bad for him,
right?
But I mean, but this doesn't. This again, it doesn't change the fact that there's no reason this should have happened.
Yeah.
Like it's still this is a very black and white case. Yeah. There should be no gray area mm-hmm. when it comes to this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, short of him being a terrorist or someone that they needed to get off the plane
someone
for
who's
security
an immediate
reasons.
Danger.
Yes. But yeah. but he wasn't. He was just a guy on a plane.
Right.
They either overbooked or whatever their excuse is. Mm-hmm. They treated the guy bad. They beat him up. The Chicago police, right? Mm-hmm. Beat him up.
Well, there's
or security or what?
It's
were
one
they?
Of those things. Like they more than likely with an airport, it was a division of the Chicago Police Department. They may like exclusively work the airport.
Yeah.
But the majority of time, like airport PD is just straight up actual like police officers. Like it's not just like a glorified security guard or anything like that. They're like legitimate police officers.
And they had so many video cameras pointed at this.
Yeah.
So many people recorded this. So many people outraged by what happened. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't let what the guy did.
Take away
your outrage over what happened to him, because what he did has nothing to do with what they did to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is still a case of a guy being treated unfairly, whether or not mm-hmm. you like the guy personally.
Yeah.
This is still a ridiculous thing that United Airlines needs to answer for, because one, I don't understand. Did they not offer it to anybody else? Did they not say, hey, does anybody else want to give up their seat?
Apparently, like what I read, apparently someone did, but they didn't, but they said like, okay, you can have my seats for this amount of money. And they
so they tried to exploit, blackmail them, basically?
I have no idea.
Or no, what is it called? No, we're not going to go on until you tell me the word. Extort.
Extort, yeah.
Extortion. They tried to extort them.
I mean, I don't know. But at the same time, like, but I don't know. There had to have been an easier way.
I mean, typically, from what I know, because they, before you even board the plane, they are able to tell if they're going to be overbooked because you have to check in. And they typically call people up before they even board the plane and ask if they can take a later flight.
Mm-hmm.
And they, because on their computers, they can see who has what flights and if they have any flights after that flight and all of this stuff that can contribute to who will be able to take a later flight and who won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so that typically happens before they even board the plane. So this seems like a really weird case.
A last minute rush.
Yeah.
To give their guys.
And I think a lot preference. Of it too is, yeah, because they're giving employee employees preference.
They do not let this go. Like, do not let United Airlines get away with this just because the guy is apparently a former criminal, whatever you want to call him.
I saw there's someone, it's the guy pointing to his head meme.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't overbook flights if you get rid of all your customers. Pepsi CEO says, I'm going to make the worst publicity mistake, the worst PR nightmare ever. United Airlines, hold my beer.
I stand with Pepsi. I'm going to point that out. I stand with Pepsi. No, you know, like, let's talk about that for a second.
Their commercial was so stupid.
It was a stupid commercial, but like, it's, to me, it's not much different than, you know, different commercials for like the 70s when putting the flour in the barrel of the gun and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, it's Pepsi. So you automatically go, Pepsi should not be touching real world issues. Mm-hmm. You're a soda. You're a soft drink. Do you really need to make a political statement in a soft drink commercial? And I get that. It is very stupid.
I also think it's just the way that they did it.
I think it's because it was Kendall Jenner. I think that was a big part of it.
With it's like, yeah, just her coming out of like literally just like, oh, well, I'm so famous. I'm here doing a model shoot. But what's going on outside? Well, I can come solve this.
With a Pepsi.
Like, everything about it was just so stupid.
It was a bad decision, but I don't think it's a reason to boycott Pepsi. A lot of people were talking about boycotting Pepsi. It was a stupid commercial. No, yeah. It was a mistake.
They deserve to be ridiculed.
Yeah.
Like,
there have been lots of bad commercials that I can think of. Remember that Noid? From Domino's?
But I also think part of it, too, is...
To hell with that guy. That guy scared me.
We got to avoid him.
Whoosh. Over Allie's head.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things, too, where it's just like, you know, boy, isn't the world terrible? You know what'll solve it? Consumerism.
A Pepsi.
Yeah.
A nice cold Pepsi. Yeah.
So...
I don't know who okayed that commercial. They probably should have
thought it. A lot
of
people, though.
I get where they were going with it. I truly think they were thinking, you know, we can show that Pepsi brings everyone together.
Right.
That it doesn't matter, like, cop, protester, black, white, Asian, whatever. We can make a difference, and a Pepsi is a part of it. I get the message. Kendall Jenner was not the person to send out there.
No.
Now, if it had been, say, Tom Hanks, or
Tom Hanks, no one would have complained.
No one would have complained because
even if it's the same commercial shot for shot, even with the modeling,
yeah, like, if Tom Hanks is modeling,
everyone's on board.
Who's the most beloved celebrity in the world right now? Do you think probably
right like this
like
moment?
Right now?
Oh, that's hard.
That is really hard.
Who does everyone love?
Tom
the
Hanks
most?
Is always in the top five. I
he
feel
is
like.
Because he's forever loved.
Yeah, he's just got that. He's just got that goodwill about him.
Maybe if it was like the ghost of David Bowie. And he appears and he brings an ethereal Pepsi yeah. out and gives it to the police officer. Like, people wouldn't have been as upset.
No, I just want Ghost Bowie.
Who would have made the commercial worse?
Who would have made the commercial worse?
Than Kendall Jenner.
Snooki.
I don't know. No one would have recognized her. Like, who is this
possible.
Annoying Jersey chick on the TV?
Chrisley. I'll say Chrisley just because I hate him.
I kind of like Chrisley. I don't like that show.
Well,
no, Ace,
it's been a fun 2 years, guys.
I don't like the show, but there's something about him that's actually kind of likable. Oh, good. We're getting our phone call early, apparently.
Oh, goody.
Yes. So, I guess we'll stall while the powers that be decide to call in. Allie, what do you think of Pepsi?
I mean, it's a good soda.
Is it your soft drink of choice?
I mean, right
is
now.
Is it better
I,
than Coke?
Right now I have a Sprite.
Well, you know, no one's perfect. Pepsi is the best soda. It's the official soda of Podzilla 1985.
Okay.
I think that's true. Cause okay. Before I quit drinking, I'm pretty much off soda completely for about a month now. Cause when I got sick, I kind of powered, cause I knew I was drinking entirely too much soda and I was. But when I got sick, I kind of powered through that caffeine headache
yeah.
that I was dreading. And that was the main reason I didn't stop. And so now I'm exclusively on like sparkling water.
This is my first soda of the day.
You can get it super cheap at Walmart and Dollar General.
And it's like caffeine free.
Yeah.
Asa, do you have the Oz man on Facebook?
I do.
Will you message him and tell him that I got his message? For some reason, the internet's not working on my laptop right now. I got the message, but it will not let me reply or even go to Facebook.
I definitely just try to spell his name way wrong.
It's not OZ.
It's OS. That's also not how I was going for it.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't feel any different, I don't think. I think I might be losing a little bit of weight.
Just from soda?
Just from drinking literally a liter a day. Like, that's how much I was drinking.
No joke. Asa would come here on the show with a 2 liter sometimes, or he'd be at the events with a 2 liter, and I thought he was buying a 2 liter for the store. I grab a cup. He looks at me and goes, what? I'm like, is that ours?
They ran out of single liters, so I ain't gonna pay $1.75 for a mini bottle of soda.
Okay, we might not be getting the call now. What's happening? I'm getting
Who
messages.
Knows?
Tell him to talk to you directly because mine's not working.
Okay. I just sent him.
And then you keep me updated.
I will.
All right. Real quick, since I don't have the internet, I can't really talk about the Carroll thing anyway too much. Mm-hmm. So let me just blurt out what I'm going to blurt out. So Carroll, Illinois, I was born in Carroll, Illinois. Mm-hmm. This is a little known fact. I was not born in Ireland, so I'm not Irish according to Dalton Anthony. But I was born in Carroll, Illinois. It kind of has a place in my heart. Not always a good one. They had a great Chinese place there that I used to visit. And when I visited this Chinese place, there was a girl that worked there. She apparently was one of the owners. She was probably like in her early 30s when I was 22. Very pretty. She was trying to learn English. She sat with me all the time when I ate there. And she even invited me. She gave me her phone number. She asked my mom to actually ask me my mom to give me her phone number. It was the cutest thing. But I was too scared to call her. Because 20 Shannon was really skittish when it came to women. It wasn't until a couple years later that I stopped caring and I can say anything I want to a woman to get away with it. Watch this. Allie.
Uh-huh.
You have lovely eyebrows.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. So Carol is...
Osby asked me how long until the podcast is over. Like 30 minutes?
Does he want to do it post-podcast? What's happening?
I don't know.
You keep
I'm
going,
yeah, I'll ask him.
So Carroll, Illinois, here's what's happening. They're asking close to or a little under 200 families are moving because the Housing Urban Development, whatever, HUD, says that it's not safe for them to live there anymore. They're relocating these people out of Alexander County, maybe. And a lot of people I know that live in Carroll, a lot of people I know that work around Carroll or have been to Carroll know that Carroll has been just the scummiest place for the past 10, 15 years. And if you remember a couple years ago when they were trying to decide whether or not to flood Cairo or flood the farmland during those awful, awful floods, one of our politicians, I won't say his name, but you know who it is, joked that they should flood Cairo. And a lot of people have this thought that Cairo was a worthless town and that it should be unable. Well, now they're literally trying to do it. They're literally trying to get Cairo taken off the map. They're going to demolish these buildings. These people have to move. And it's a crazy situation. I want to talk to Tanner about it because Tanner either, I don't remember if Tanner lives in Cairo or if Tanner, I know he worked in Cairo. Mm-hmm. He has a very close connection to Cairo and he's very upset about all this. And he sent me some stuff to talk about tonight, but I cannot access my Facebook right now. So unfortunately, maybe we'll talk about it on Thursday, but please get yourself involved. Go look up what's happening to Cairo, Illinois.
Well, and part of it too is, it's really interesting because Cairo was originally flooded, but it was for, I think, Paducah? Because there were two cities that were vying for, that could have been a big, like, we're going to be big deals, like big port towns.
Yeah, and Cairo
was. There was a big flood, and one city had, they had to sacrifice one of the city, and Cairo was like a pretty big metropolis at the time.
At the time, yeah.
And I could be wrong, and Tanner's gonna kill me if I get this wrong. So is Keith.
Cairo just has a terrible history. There have been so many, racially motivated attacks. I remember reading about how the white businesses left because they didn't want to hire black people. So Cairo has suffered just a kind of a curse throughout the past couple of years. And I mean, look up the history of Cairo. It's really, really dark stuff.
It's fascinating too. It's like, it really is. It's so sad to see what it has turned into because from where it started and the potential that it had
to turn into what it is now.
To what it is now.
Where now where they're talking
where
about
where it's been abandoned and not by like.
Oh my God. Yes. There is a great photographic series of, I said that right, about somebody going through basically the ruins of Cairo, taking pictures of all these places like the old theater, the downtown area that at one point were huge, you know, bustling places. And now they're just ghost towns. And it's one of the saddest things you will ever see. Cairo could have been so important, but unfortunately it's just a hive of scum and villainy. We have to be 100% honest with you. We received our phone call. We actually paused the show right when you heard that hive of scum and villainy. That was a Star Wars quote. We got our phone call and earth-shattering news. Earth-shattering news.
Big if true.
Biggest news you're ever going to hear. We can't talk about it.
No.
That's the tease. Yep. We can't talk
Sorry.
About it. We
Stay
will
tuned.
We will talk about it as soon as we are legally able to. But all I will say is that this is huge. Absolutely huge. I'm not trying to like build it up more than it actually is.
No, yeah,
this is some of the biggest news we've ever gotten.
Yep.
And oh my God, we can't wait till we can talk to you guys about it. We can't right now. We just can't.
Yeah.
We can't drop any hints at all.
No.
So just deal with that. We will tell you more about it in the next couple of days. But oh my God, it's big.
Yep.
So back to Cairo, and it's really hard to even do this show now.
Yeah, it really is.
Let's just be honest. It's hard to do this show
because we were just on the phone with. For like what, 20 minutes?
Yes.
It was like a 20-minute phone call that is just...
So we kind of lost...
Perspective changing.
And we've lost the momentum of the show we were doing because we kind of paused right in the middle of it. We don't really know where to go from there. Right. So we're just going to fake it.
Yeah.
You probably didn't want to hear about Cairo anyway. We're so giddy now. We're so giddy right now that we can't even.
Right.
I feel so odd.
that was more of a very serious tone and like, cause it's a very serious matter.
Yeah.
It's extremely serious. And,
cause we're not trying to make light of it. And it's just.
No, we're excited for the news. We're excited for the news.
For our news.
For the news that pertains to, you know, everything around here.
Mm-hmm.
The Cairo news though is, it's heartbreaking. It really is. And what really makes me mad, I guess I'm going to jump back on it for a second. What makes me mad is the people that joke about it and talk about how awful Cairo is and those people don't deserve to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I've heard drop
Terrible
a nuke
things.
On Cairo,
yeah.
Wipe it off the map, and the fact that they're going to actually try to. We're going to talk more about this story on Thursday when my internet is working, my Facebook's working, and I'm going to hopefully get a statement from Tanner. If I can get Tanner on the show, I'd be happy, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. He's a busy dude, but I'm going to find out more about what's happening, and we're going to talk about it on Thursday.
Yeah.
So please stay tuned for that.
Because it's an important topic that does...
It deserves its own attention. Because here's what's happened. I had all these notes about United Airlines pulled up already, and so when the internet crashed on me, they were good to go. But the news about Cairo, yeah, I just don't have access to it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we will talk about it again on Thursday, and on Thursday we can curse. So, so we can get real mad about it. So, okay. What do we talk about? How do you finish a show after what we just found out?
It's the only thing I want to talk about, but I can't.
But we can't talk about it. Let's find anything else to talk about for 20 minutes. Holy shit. We're never going to make it.
We're not
going to make it. Let's just end the show now.
We own the network.
We could do shorter one.
We just do a short show tonight.
I'm like racking my brain, but everything's just going to like
that one topic.
Well, not even that, just like wrestling in general. But it's like, no, we're talking about that tomorrow night.
Yeah, because we're kind of in a PWU mindset right now. And, with Raw, with what happened on that with Strowman, I want to talk about that so bad. The incredible Stro.
The incredible, terrible video editing.
but it was enjoyable to watch. You enjoyed it, don't lie.
We'll feed you, baby bird.
Yeah. That's tomorrow.
Maybe this is a stretch, and if it doesn't have any legs, we can cut it. But like, I just realized how many games are coming out that I really want to play.
You legitimately did mention that earlier.
When I drove you to get the equipment for the show,
right.
I just kind of saw the preview wall, and I was like, oh yeah, Tekken comes out in June. Injustice comes out in less than a month.
Yeah.
And then Red Dead Redemption, new Super Mario coming out. I know it looks terrible, that new Donk City or whatever it's called.
Can we talk about new Donk City? That's just the dumbest thing. But, you know, Asa said this off the air, and I want to bring it back up, is we were at WrestleMania. I think it was WrestleMania. Maybe it was the day before or something. But we're playing Legend of Zelda on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I take back what I said about the Switch. I'm on board.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, you might go, oh, well, that makes sense. He likes it. But
to an extent.
For Asa Gray to say that, especially. Because you and I were both so against the Switch.
I will stand.
And Dalton, too. Dalton's still against it.
I will stand by my initial. It is not a complete console yet.
It's a Zelda box.
It is a Zelda box. But I'm getting my money's worth out of that Zelda box.
That's like saying, you know, like, yeah, well, I'm hungry this entire week and I only have Pagli eyes right now. But you still have Pagli eyes.
Right.
And that is the best pizza in Cape Girardeau. The official pizza. Of Podzilla 1995.
I disagree.
Oh, there it is. There's the subject.
Disagree.
Okay.
Civil
what do you got?
War.
What do you got?
Better than Poly Eyes?
Pagli Eyes. Not Poly Eyes. That's a different place.
What?
What?
Have you ever heard that? You call it Poly Eyes.
Yes.
I've always called it Pagli Eyes.
Right.
And
you're incorrect.
Well, I always assumed you were incorrect. But then there's a commercial a couple years ago where they called it both in the same commercial.
Did they really?
They did. They were arguing.
Monsters.
They were arguing whether it was Poly Eyes or Pagli Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I think either works. Now I'll tell you what doesn't work. Laundromat versus laundromat.
Oh my goodness.
This sounds like a thing.
Which would you
say? Have we stepped into a thing?
What do you think? Oh, don't say anything. What's the proper term for a place where you do laundry?
Laundromat.
Laundra.
Dro. Laundromat. I say dra, but because it's said, that's how it's said.
So what's
but it's
the
not a laundry
pizza?
Mat.
It's not a laundry
what's,
mat. No. Hold
what's
on.
The
no.
Pizza?
Shh. No. Hey.
What's
no,
the pizza?
We're not doing.
What's the pizza?
We're doing the cancer
what's
thing now.
The pizza?
I moved on to the cancer thing. That's
pizza.
What we're doing.
What?
It's always sunny.
Oh, okay.
Moving to, that's we're what we're doing.
On. We're moving on.
So it's laundromat.
That's, pizza.
It's definitely not laundry.
I'm guessing
mat.
I said laundromat
because you do laundry there.
I mean, it makes sense, but it's, I think it's actually like, as a word, it's D-R-O.
It is.
Dash mat.
And then what I did was I looked up laundromat on Google and it went right
because
back to laundromat.
Because he has to be right. He can't just let something go.
To be fair.
He has to be right and then he has to ask every person we see for the next 5 days what it's supposed to be.
Jesus, Allie, just bury me. To be fair, Lindsay took her side.
Yeah.
So, you know, lady
again,
brain
it's,
affects
it's
us
a,
all.
It's, wow.
Jesus.
Thursday.
Gus? I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Okay. So my favorite pizza places of all time is no longer open, but it was, and maybe I'm biased because I was run by one of my best friends in the world. But it was Bona Pizza that was here in Cape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The brick oven
place. Yeah.
Hands down the best.
It was, there were time, I think you verified this to me that it got bad at one point because the guy that was running it left. And
no, it didn't get bad. It's just, it got, every once in a while, you know, stuff would get left in too long.
Really? Yeah, because
I mean,
I liked it because it was brick oven, but didn't it also have another term? Was it like Greek pizza? I don't know.
I don't remember.
It was brick oven for sure, and mm-hmm. It was really cool because I love local pizza places. You cannot say a chain restaurant is the best, like restaurant, because
right.
Chain restaurants are good. They're obviously enjoyable. That's why they have so many chains.
So maybe that's why you're disqualifying the one that I assumed you would name as the official pizza of Podzilla 1985.
Marco's?
No, JJ Twig. You like Poly Eyes more than JJ Twig? Because you're paying the same amount, except JJ Twig.
No, you're not.
No?
For what I get at JJ Twig's, it's like $25.
And what's it at Poly Eyes?
$15.
For just the pizza by itself, or?
Poly Eyes pizza, Packed Eyes pizza, damn it.
Yes, you did it. I win. I win.
Pepperoni with extra cheese, $15. Mm-hmm. JJ Twig's, pepperoni with extra cheese, but the double decker pizza that they do, mm-hmm. $25. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think JJ Twig's can count, because Allie, I don't think, has ever finished a single piece.
I have.
Which just means you're getting your money's worth.
She could order an extra small and get her money's worth.
Can I just order it by the slices?
Can I just get a sample, please? Can I order the sampler?
Thing is, I eat leftovers, so it works out.
I ate JJ Twig's leftover because, no, what was it? It might have been either Paglize or it was some pizza place.
Paddle Wheel?
No, it was definitely was a paddle wheel. It was either Marco's or Pagli Eyes or JJ Twig's. I think it was JJ Twig's, but I took it home and Bob, you know, I was like, hey, do you want some? And I just grabbed a cold piece and ate it and it was actually pretty good. Like I still don't like reheated pizza because it just tastes off, mm-hmm. but cold pizza. Oh, I never thought I'd say some cold pizza. I
reheated in the oven.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad, but it doesn't have the same taste. Yeah, it doesn't have the same taste. Yeah. And I hate cold pizza usually because mm-hmm. you can't eat all pizza cold.
No.
I dare anyone to pick up like a DiGiorno or a Red Baron and eat a cold slice.
Who's not finishing a Red Baron or a DiGiorno?
Probably Allie, because her sensitive little taste buds can't handle the flavor.
What are you talking about? Like, what?
I don't even know. It's been 20 minutes.
No.
What?
It's been 5 minutes.
That is not possible.
5 minutes.
That is not possible.
How do we talk for an hour?
I don't know how we podcast anymore.
Half of the show, like 40 minutes, and it felt like it was like 15, and this
folks
is
home,
only
comment,
five.
Comment on the post. Did that last 5 minutes feel like an eternity to you too?
Oh my.
I look down, I'm like, well, we only have 5 minutes left. Oh no, it's only been 5 minutes. It's like The Simpsons. I'm looking at the clock, and it starts going backwards.
It starts ticking backwards.
I think pizza is a good discussion to have, though, because I.
But I'm hungry.
Okay, you know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah, we're making you hungry.
I have
having pizza when they go home? Raise your hand.
Not I, because I got to.
No, I don't have pizza.
Because I actually bought groceries for like the first time in my adult life.
I have not. I'm probably going to stop by Walmart on the way home and get probably a frozen pizza now that we talked about it so much.
I need to get something to eat.
I got sandwiches.
Because I have rice at home, and that's about it.
I'll tell you what I got is a weight problem. I should stop eating the pizza.
I ate my leftovers.
Problem is, I can't wait. For the pizza.
I'm trying to save money. So I stopped, I'm trying to stop eating out as much as I do, which was like literally like twice a day.
Yeah.
And so in the last few days, I've spent like $30 on groceries in the last week.
It's so smart, isn't it?
And it feels like I'm spending so much money, but then when I, you know, sit down and realize, no, but you're also spending like $5 to $6 every time you go to fast food for yourself.
Yeah.
Shannon, so I'm like, you know, within 3 days, I've made that up.
Every time we get food at the grocery store, he looks at it and it's like $30. Mm-hmm. And he goes, this is $30 for a meal. I'm like, you can get 4 to 5 meals out of it.
Because
we
cook
buy.
Dinner for like my entire apartment. Mm-hmm. Like me and Allie and Lindsay and Bob has leftovers if we have any when he gets home. Mm-hmm. We cook for the entire place. And it is that sticker shock of seeing like $35 at once. Mm-hmm. But then, you know.
But over the course,
you save money.
As opposed to, like, if you went and got three people food.
Now, take for example, instead, like, lunch. When my girlfriend comes in and we get lunch together, that can be upwards of $15 to $20, $25, depending on where we go, just for lunch. And then there's dinner.
Yeah.
So there are days that I could spend upwards of $40
right.
uh-huh. just on meals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little ridiculous.
I don't know what you're doing right now. You're like half covering your mouth. You're making just the weirdest eye contact with me.
That's because I, at this point, don't know how to work.
Right. Like
the Shannon machine broke. Our ASIN.exe has stopped working.
You need the sound effect board from It's Always Sunny. Technology. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere right now.
Can't escape it.
Now, Allie, as I understand it, there are two wars being fought right now.
I don't
dead
know
air.
How to this bit.
I'm sorry.
Is
we're not, I Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not doing a bit. I'm just,
I'm not doing a bit either.
I'm a little shell-shocked still.
It's, we started this podcast 2 years ago, over 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Podzilla1985.com and you look at the hits we have, you see upwards of getting close to 30,000 hits. Which in itself would be like, oh, that's pretty cool. 30,000 hits for a podcast with no promotion, with no budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's these guys bought equipment on their own. They don't have any sponsors. The only time we've had sponsors is like Villainous Grounds in Perryville. They mm-hmm. sponsored us and we still promote them because they're awesome. Press Start to Join. Fantastic show out of a Little Canada up north.
Little Canada.
Maybe they could finally answer the question about whether French Canadians are French Canadians or just Canadian. Because Dalton apparently doesn't.
I was going to say, is that a debate?
It's a long story. But we started this with the intent of just making our friends laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not only that 30,000 hits isn't even accurate. That's
strictly from the web, people going to the website.
That's strictly through people going straight to Podbean. That doesn't count people that are streaming it from other sites. That doesn't count
iTunes,
anything like that.
Podcast Addict, anything
we're,
like
we're
that.
We're well over 100,000, probably, I don't know at this point, because mm-hmm. we have so many listeners around the world for Podzilla 1985. I can't believe it. And sometimes I wish I had come up with a better name. The original, all right, I told this story a long time ago. It started from a blog I did that I called Blogs They Don't Want You to Know About, because of that guy on TV with the book that's like things they don't want you to know about, money saving ways they don't want you to know about. He wore the green
suit.
Oh, with
the money suit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the money suit. And I named it that. And then sometime a little bit later, I changed it to Blogzilla 1985 because I watched Godzilla 1985 again. And I thought that was a clever name. And then that, of course, became Podzilla 1985. And then we've thought about renaming the network because we wanted to put Blogzilla under it, the YouTube channel under it. Mm-hmm. We were going to call it Tubezilla 1985, PZ, or what was it? Just Z85. Was one of the suggestions. Mm-hmm. So we've done all this crazy stuff, and what always stayed the same was that it was still just us doing what we want to do. To hell with everybody else. We don't care about, you know, we don't care about falling in line with any other, like how they do it. We don't try to be the Nerdist. We don't try to be Funhouse or anything like that. We mm-hmm. try to be our own thing. And we never cared about whether or not we were going to be rich or famous or successful. Anything that we did was always just because we love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I feel like we are on the cusp of actually, quote unquote, being legit, being mainstream in mm-hmm. a way, I can't wrap my head around it. I can't wrap my head around it. And I wish we could say more. I probably said too much as it is, but, we're all in a stunned state right now. And there's not, we don't know what else to say. You know, that ate up 3 minutes.
Yay. How did that go by fast? Somehow that went faster. It feels like that went way faster than the five.
Shannon starts a rambling. You never know. Time just rolls on, baby.
Rolling.
Al, you never said what your favorite pizza place is.
My favorite.
And it better
pizza
be
place?
Slow and plodding.
My spell favorite. So there's this.
She's going to spell it out for you.
There's this pizza place in Hawaii.
In Cape.
It has to be in Cape.
It has to be in Cape. That's where Podzilla is filmed.
Does it have to
filmed.
Be in Cape?
Yes.
Oh, well.
That's why J.J. Twiggs was disqualified.
Oh.
The official podcast of Podzilla 19... The official
Pepsi
pizza...
Pepsi isn't from Cape.
I'm sorry. Is there not a Pepsi plant around here?
In Cape?
Probably.
I think it's in between Cape and Jackson. I don't know if it's actually...
All right. Well, a better question. Can you buy Pepsi in Cape?
Yeah.
Can you buy your pizza in Cape?
No, sadly.
Okay, then.
I mean,
it's really
online.
Good pizza.
Do like an online order, go and pick it up.
Hawaii.
with drones now.
Yeah.
There's nothing. All right. What's your place in Hawaii? I'm curious.
It's called the Big Kahuna.
Of course it is.
No, but it's super good pizza. We got it whenever me, my mom, and my brother went to Hawaii. We were on our way back and we picked up this pizza to eat at the airport because we had some time. Since you have to get there so early to check in. Mm-hmm. And as we're walking through all the lines, the people there are like, did you bring us pizza? That's really good pizza.
Wait, the people in line are asking you for pizza?
No, like the NSA people that normally just stand there and just are angry all the time.
The ones that normally stand there and grope you and strip you down and force
that,
hands inside of you.
That has not happened to me at
the airport.
White.
So congratulations.
Okay. You did it.
You were born to the right race.
I don't feel comfortable with that being the right race.
The phrase "born to the right race" sounds terribly real offensive. Bad. Okay,
it's like the Louis C.K. It's like the Louis C.K. bit. Like, if I was going to re-up, yes, more of that, please. Like, I'm not saying that white people are better, but being white is clearly better. Is the Louis again? Louis C.K. famous comedian. Maybe you've heard of him.
I remember Paul Mooney doing a joke once. Can I say it? I can't say it, can I?
Probably not. If you have to ask, should it be on Thursday?
It involves the N-word.
If you hit it.
But Paul Mooney is a black comedian, so I won't repeat the words. But what he said was, everybody wants to be an N-word, but nobody wants to be an N-word. Do you get the joke?
I do.
Do you get the thing? Everybody wants to be black. Everybody wants to be cool, but nobody wants to be black.
Right.
Because they have it, you know, considerably worse to everyone else, according to everyone, but JonTron.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, God, JonTron. You silly, silly egg.
I just triggered Asa. What about Cape, though? What's your favorite pizza place in Cape?
My favorite pizza place.
Because I make you eat
Cape?
A lot of pizza.
Yeah. I don't know.
I also make my girlfriend eat a lot of pizza.
That was a bit redundant.
What an odd thing to say.
I don't know. That's hard for me to answer because honestly, a lot of the pizza places that we typically get are chains.
Yeah.
And
because, I mean, chain pizza is good. Marco's is a good pizza.
It's okay. Like, so it's, for me, it's really weird because now that you ask that question, I'm like, okay, my favorite pizza place in Cape. And I'm like, I don't have one.
Yeah.
How is it not Paglia's?
Because it's way too expensive.
Yes, but you really do get what you pay for. It's the best pizza.
I don't think
so. What do you like better than Paglia's?
Oh, no. You know
what?
If
you say Emo's.
Nope. No. Screw Emo's.
Okay.
Mario's.
Yeah.
Mario's wins.
I love Mario's pizza.
I take it all back. No, Mario's is my favorite, but Mario's I don't get it as often because it's a little bit more expensive.
Well, sort of. You can get two larges at Mario's for $20.
Or I can get like one large just for me, depending on the coupon that's in my email from like Pizza Hut or Domino's for like $8. That is entirely what I base what I get pizza on is who has the best deal going.
That's how Bob and I used to do.
Because I don't
like. Every time I swear off pizza, every time, Bob will say, hey, I got an email from Domino's, 50% off online orders this week only. Well, I've got to do it.
Right.
I'd be a fool not
to. I'd
be
throwing money away.
Yeah.
That's an $18 meat lovers that I can get for seven.
Wait.
What?
Seven. It's fine. It's fine.
That adds up.
Yeah.
Alt math.
I really like frozen pizzas. That was my downfall in college. I had a freezer stacked with DiGiorno's. But back then, DiGiorno's were like $5 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the $8 they are now.
Yeah.
Get out of here, DiGiorno.
Yeah.
I can go over to Little Caesars and get a $5 hot and ready. It's hot and ready now.
Totino's was always my go-to.
I also used to eat trash.
Because those were even cheaper than DiGiorno.
Like a dollar.
Yeah. And you got what you paid for.
Back when
But as a kid?
Yeah.
Like, or, you know, going into like being a teenager, I could eat an entire one by myself. I couldn't eat a whole DiGiorno. And like you said, they're terrible cold.
Yes.
Like they're not good. And there's no real correct way to reheat a DiGiorno pizza.
And the good thing is Totino's was terrible hot. So it doesn't matter how you ate it, it still tasted like a burnt cracker.
I'm still just on board with pizza rolls though. Every once in a while I'll still break down and get a...
I can't eat pizza rolls anymore after watching the video of the guy taking like the pizza roll challenge.
Oh, where he ate like 1,000 of
them? He ate like 200 of them. And he literally, he's going... as he's eating, and it's disturbing.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't.
Any
look
of those
at
eating challenges, though, are
yeah. Those are just mistakes.
Those aren't fun to watch.
Boogie, you know Boogie.
Yeah.
Well, it was the Francis video, mm-hmm. but to go all the way back to the Pepsi ad real quick, he mentioned that the thing that pissed him most about the ad and the reason he wants to boycott is because you had like black people and Asians and everybody's coming together, but you know who you didn't see in that commercial? Fat people. Who do you think drinks soda? Fat people.
Yeah.
Because sodas are awful for you.
But they're delicious.
Kendall Jenner does not drink a... I almost did. Kendall Jenner does not spend all of her time sitting around drinking Pepsi or else she wouldn't look like Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who does. Amy Schumer. I heard she likes Pepsi.
Does she?
Damn it. Now I wish we had more time. Because I just thought of something I want to talk about. Maybe we can cut out that entire part.
The awkward segment.
Real quick. This is a weird episode. Amy Schumer's special on Netflix. Did you notice it's a 1-star show? Because every time Bob and I go buy it, we notice that it's 1-star.
She blamed
the alt-right.
Yeah.
She said alt-right trolls organized to make her show 1-star.
I thought that was just, I didn't think it was, Netflix changed their rating now, so mm-hmm. there's no longer stars. It's thumbs up or thumbs down.
Partially because of her.
I know. There's no way that was that quick of a reaction. Well, no, this has been in the works for months,
yeah,
if not
it's probably
years.
Been in the works
this
for
is
a
one of those
time.
Things that
just the timing lined up.
The timing lined up, and the fact that what did they switch it to now? It's a match system, right?
It's thumbs up and thumbs down. And so if you
no, but there's also like 98% match.
I have not seen the thumbs up, thumbs down.
That's what it does. See, but that's how it does. Like, it tells you. And so instead of it, because the star system was never this is what the critics give it. The star system was based entirely on
users.
This is what you think. This is what Netflix thinks you will rate this. Mm-hmm. So if you see something that's one star, it's because Netflix thinks you're not going to like it. What they do now is you have a thumbs up and you thumbs down. You watch something, you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and then it uses that information. And when you pull up a new show, something you haven't like watched before, that's when it'll tell you your percentage of, you know, you will 98% like this, or we're 98% sure you'll like this, whatever it is.
I don't like that. I liked my star rating.
I like the star rating because I don't like, it's the same thing with YouTube which they've been doing this for years. Like, not everything is either a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at Supernatural. And like overall, I guess that would be a thumbs up, but I'm like, in good conscience, I don't, with how bad the show, or Dexter is an even yeah. better example. With how bad it ended, like.
There are plenty of movies that I watch that I'm right, like, I'm like, that's a 3-star movie. I didn't yeah. love it. I liked it okay. I wouldn't say it's bad. But now, how do I translate that to thumbs up, thumbs down?
Right.
It's like, well, I didn't like it enough to really give it a thumbs up, but it also wasn't bad. Can there be a neutral thumb?
Yeah.
Just a fist.
Yeah, just the sideways thumb. The yeah. gladiator.
Yeah. But no, Netflix, they felt like we had too many options, mm-hmm. and they wanted to dumb it down for us.
They, glorious Netflix leader, wants to alleviate us of the pressure of having so many choices.
And you know what?
Bob's Burgers. Mm. I'm real mad about Bob's Burgers getting taken off Netflix. And I know it's on Hulu. Well, I don't have Hulu.
What
I don't want
King of the Hill.
I don't want to pay.
King of the Hill.
Yeah,
it took King of the Hill off.
They also took Psych off a long time ago, and I'm still upset about it.
King of the Hill's been off longer.
It has been.
Therefore, my rage is more justified.
It is. But also, my rage has joined in on that because that was my go-to. And then I find new shows. Like, okay, I can watch Bob's Burgers a million times over and over and over again and fall asleep to it. Nope. Goodbye.
What about when they take It's Always Sunny off because it's going to be on the FX Now app, like, exclusively? It'll happen someday. Probably.
You watch your dirty mouth.
I will. And I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag because I can't wait any longer. Podzilla 1985 is going to Netflix. That was a lie.
We weren't supposed to tell.
Well, we just lost the deal. Thanks, Allie. All right.
Okay.
We stalled long enough. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with an actual show tomorrow.
Yeah. PW, big week.
Big week for Pro Wrestling Scripted.
I haven't posted
it. Exciting thing, though. Please tell everybody about it real quick.
So, yeah, I'm going to post it pretty much. It'll be up by the time you're listening to this. With the superstar shakeup that happened, people from Raw moved to SmackDown, vice versa. Apparently, someone from NXT was brought up, ? We want to hear from wrestling fans who you think should have been moved where, who should have stayed put.
Do you agree with Kevin Owens going? Do you agree with Apollo Crews going? Why wouldn't you? What do you care?
Yeah.
Who do you think would be a better choice?
And so we want to see who you would put where, as well as what, you know, potential storylines you want to see, either from what we've gotten actually already, or, you know, well, no, I would have moved Roman to SmackDown to see him feud with whoever.
Everyone.
You know. Yeah. So. That'll be on Facebook, on facebook.com/podzilla1985. Give us a like, give us a share.
Hey, thanks. Good call.
Yeah, we already plugged the Patreon.
Also, redbubble.com, search for podzilla1985. Mm-hmm. And make sure you go back to podzilla1985.com and listen to some old episodes. And, you know, like us on there, subscribe, whatever you want to do. We appreciate the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And we'll be back tomorrow with PWU. So thank you guys for listening and for indulging us on this strange episode. Once, it'll all make sense.
Yeah.
It'll all make sense soon. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.